It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Earlier this summer, President Bush told reporters how he would evaluate the success of his troop surge in Iraq.
I will rely on General Petraeus to give me his recommendations for the appropriate troop levels in Iraq. I will discuss the recommendation with the Secretary of Defense and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I will continue consultations with members of the United States Congress from both sides of the aisle, and then I'll make a decision.
Tonight, President Bush announces that decision in a speech from the Oval Office. Joining us now for some analysis is NPR's Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Juan, what has the president decided?
Well, he's going to endorse the recommendations of General David Petraeus. General Petraeus has been on Capitol Hill for 2 days of hearings, along with Ambassador Ryan Crocker, the top U.S. diplomat in Iraq. And it's been widely interpreted by the Congress that General Petraeus is advocating a reduction of about 30,000 troops by next summer. That would take the U.S. force there down to about the levels that they were in January of this year. But in an NPR interview, General Petraeus said he's identified only units that could add up to less than 30,000. And tonight, the president, in his Oval Office speech, will say that that will take place again only if there's military and political progress of substantial measure taking place on the ground.
Now, Juan, the surge was supposed to be temporary. By definition, a surge is temporary. Can the White House really claim that this is a change in strategy?
Well, I think it's a little different tone, Renee. The White House is trying to say that, look, the surge in their mind is working, and so therefore you want to do more of whatever is bringing you success. But I think your point is well taken. The reality here is that President Bush wants to keep those troops in place through the end of his term, and to do so, he needs to retain GOP support in the Senate so that there is no date set for withdrawal and that the Democrats who have been pushing that don't get their way.
And given that the president does face a skeptical public and a rebellious Congress, how is the White House framing the debate?
Well, support the military, listen to the military. They're putting General Petraeus and that uniform out front and portraying the president as a man who is the commander-in-chief. That's why he's speaking from the Oval Office. You know, if you look at the political polls right now, the president has very low level of credibility on the war in Iraq. So he's playing on the public's trust of military leadership. And the message will be that very clearly tonight that the White House and the Bush administration is fighting terrorism, and that you heard this in the speech over the last month when he spoke to the veterans and tied 9/11 to Iraq. He's also visited with the troops in Iraq. And there'll be a White House paper released tomorrow, Friday, that basically says this is the fight, the ideological fight of the 21st century, and the Bush administration is waging that war.
One of the president's critics, Democratic Senator Carl Levin, calls this, quote, an illusion of change in an effort to take the wind out of the sails of those of us who want to truly change course in Iraq. What can the Democrats do at this point?
Well, Jack Reed, the senator from Rhode Island and a military veteran, is going to have a response after the president's speech, and he's going to say that the president has to pull out 30,000 because the military is at the breaking point. And Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, is going to also point out that next week there's going to be debates about defense policy, and in October, a $200 billion funding bill, and that the Democrats will continue to fight.
Juan, thanks very much. That's analysis from NPR's Juan Williams.